Zedlines, keeping you informed about the important stuff.
Good morning. This is Grayson Brooke with your 11 a.m. Zedlines. In local news, new housing reforms in Queensland will see smoking banned and pet bans lifted in units and apartments. The new law passed on Tuesday will allow bodies corporate to ban smoking on balconies and in public areas in apartments and units. It also aims to prevent bodies corporate from creating bylaws to ban pets and community title schemes. The laws also aim to provide better protection for buyers from developers who wish to sell property at a higher cost by invoking the sunset clause. The new law would restrict when developers can invoke this clause. According to Attorney General Yvette Darth, the changes will support both renters and owners as well as provide housing stability for Queenslanders.
A content warning for the next story as it contains references to Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people who have died. A small Queensland community has seen four deaths in the last week. Yesterday, Woorabinda's Wodja Wodja High School was closed following the death of a staff member on Monday. Previous to this, the community has been mourning the deaths of two toddlers and a teenager who passed away in separate instances over the weekend. Detectives are still investigating the incident involving the two boys, with Superintendent Darren Shadlow saying it appears to be a tragic accident.
In national news, mothers in northwest Victoria are being forced out of their jobs because of the lack of available local childcare services. Mother of three and liaison officer for the Respectful Relationships Program, Michaela Readings, refers to it as a childcare desert. She states that the lack of local services forces her to make exhausting commutes of up to 120 kilometres a day. Tanelli Edge has been fighting for a childcare centre in her town since 2020 and says she's worried none will be made available before her kids enter school. Director of Community and Wellbeing at Ganawara Shire Council, Paul Furney, confirms that the female workforce is dwindling because of the lack of childcare services.
An interactive map of New South Wales will pinpoint dangerous areas for women and gender diverse people. Your Ground is a project between mapping company Crowdspot and Monash University's XYX Lab. The website allows people to anonymously log their negative safety experiences on the streets of New South Wales. One of the creators, Dr. Nicole Calms, says this addresses the experiences of women and gender diverse people with regards to violence. She says there was a significant gap in data on how women and gender diverse people navigate public spaces. Ultimately, data collected from the map will help inform urban planning and policy making.
In international news, six people have been arrested over their alleged involvement in a baby trafficking ring in China's Hubei province. Allegations of Shangyang Xiangzhou Hospital baby trafficking were revealed on November 6th via a Weibo user, who described himself as an anti-trafficking volunteer. The hospital is accused of selling birth certificates. Ye, a gynecologist and obstetrician, is also accused of brokering the sales of babies and facilitating surrogacy arrangements, which is illegal in China. Yi was convicted of performing gender-selective abortions and sentenced to 5 months in prison in 2010. Local health authorities share that the obstetrics department of the hospital has been suspended as of November 7th.
For your weather today, Brisbane is mostly sunny with a possible storm. It's currently 30 degrees in Brisbane with an expected maximum of 32. The fire danger is moderate and the UV index is predicted to reach 10, which is in the very high band. That's all your news for 11 a.m. We'll be back tomorrow morning with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook and Twitter or head to 4ZZZ.org.au.